Okay, it's Alistair Creelman again, and it's day two of the FQL Innovation Forum, and I'm speaking to Rolf Reinhardt, and he's just been interviewing me, and it's actually quite an interesting little project. So you're going around interviewing people as well, and what are you trying to achieve with this?
Yeah, first of all, what we have done here so far at the FQL Innovation Forum 2011 was to conduct a live stream. And we also would like to generate a sustainable result. So our plan is to create a video of around 10 minutes length, cutting in sequences from the speeches, from interviewees like you, and getting a very catchy, inspiring result out of it. And one of the biggest advantages that we are hoping to achieve is that those ones that are the Twitter gurus like Steve and you, that everyone is disseminating this result from a different angle so that we can draw in much more people in about what is actually important here at the FQL Innovation Forum 2011 to get not only the view of the researchers discussed, but also to involve the politicians, the practitioners, corporates. So just recently I've had an interview with Moodle Rooms, with Bastian Holter from the company perspective. And it's very interesting to cut all those pieces together.
So it's a sort of potpourri from the conference, but delivering a strong message. And we hope that it may well go viral. Let's see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what we are hoping is that it's not only going viral, but that it will really make a change in a sense that it will inspire people to think, there's open educational resources, and it's not only about an academic discussion and about fundings all the time, but it is something that really takes shape, has taken shape more and more within the last years, but is now almost reaching this critical threshold, for example, with this project of the OER University, of Wayne McIntosh, and many other projects that are happening from the Open University in the UK. And what we also see, and that was quite remarkable in this talk of Wayne McIntosh, no, of Asha Kanwar, that the problem still is there are different bodies which are not having yet a link established with each other.
Yep.
There is the UNESCO Commonwealth of Learning, then we have the OER Africa, we have the movements in Asia. But what would be needed is to bring them all on one table. And I think that EFPE could be the driver in such a process, starting on the quality debates. Because quality on open educational resources is an international topic. It cannot be dealt just by one single entity.
Okay, and the results of this will be seen first on the FQL site?
On the FQL site for sure. Then we are publishing it on YouTube, on Vimeo, etc., on the traditional channels. And I hope that I will be already ready with the pre-version to be submitted to EFQL for approval and so on by the end of next week.
Okay, coming to a cinema near you. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alistair. Thank you, Rolf. I go on with my tour of collecting impressions from day two at the EFQL Innovation Forum 2011, live from Portugal. This is CosmoCat. Follow us on Twitter with the hashtag EIF2011 and stay tuned.